Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's another night for a sweet, sexy story. One that is definitely guaranteed to tuck you in tonight. So tonight's episode is called The Truth Between the Lie. You know, sometimes the truth and the lie, you can't tell the difference between the two. I know sometimes you think the truth is the truth and a lie is a lie. But sometimes the real answer is located in between. So I painted a scenario in my mind that I kind of wanted to mull over. And then I just let the story take itself where it wanted to go. Because, baby, that's what I do as a writer. Let the story take over. So you're going to enjoy tonight's episode, The Truth Between the Lie. Well, I hope you do. And send me a message and let me know. Let me know if you're enjoying this content of mine, because I'm enjoying giving it to you. And that is a definite fact. But anywho, let's get all the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media. You can follow me on social media on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette, on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette and Jaylana Stevette the author. I have a YouTube page called Everything Erotica. Make sure you like and subscribe there. And you can also follow me on TikTok at JStevette. I've also got a few upcoming projects coming out. And I apologize if my voice is a little choppy. But I have been recovering from, you know, just being a little bit under the weather here lately. So, charges to my heart and not my head if I break this up into extra segments. Okay. Now, my upcoming projects are both of my books are almost complete. I have turned in the sequel to Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. I've turned that in already, and the first round of editing is almost complete on that project. And then my book, Naughty Tales, will be ready to be turned into my publisher in the next week. So in 2023, I've got some exciting upcoming writing projects that will be released in early spring, early summer at the latest. So you want to stay tuned for that. In addition to those projects, I also have my latest book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's on Audible. So if you like to listen to Naughty Tales, I'm sure you will love to listen to this amazing novel that I've written, and it's narrated none other by Erica Kane, who has narrated over 60 best-selling African-American books. So if you haven't got to listen to my first project, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, you're going to want to pick that up and you're going to want to devour it. Because, baby, the sequel will be here before you know it. Okay. But anywho, Now that we've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right into the story. So, first, a segment from our sponsor, and then, without further ado, the truth between the lie on Naughty Tales. What's the difference between the truth and the lie? The truth is always self-evident, while a lie needs to be maintained and sustained. When the truth is before you, however, sometimes you operate in lies in refusal to see the truth. That means that sometimes the truth, baby, is hidden in the lie. The two cannot exist by themselves, although the truth, in the end, stands true. I know it's philosophical and complicated, but love and sex is also complicated as well, no? So that's where our story begins. Truth, lies, all mixed together. But who can ever tell or ever know what's the truth and the lie? Love and sex? The truth is always hidden between the lies. Tamika. Girl, he's cheating. I know it. Tamika said to her girl from out of town. Well, how do you know? Bitch, I heard him on the phone talking about it. At least saying he wanted to anyway. Slow down, Mika. You mean you basing things off of bits and pieces of a conversation that you overheard? Between who? Him and another woman? Shia, no. Him and Marcus. Girl, are you out of your mind? Don't make an issue out of something that's not there, girl. I promise I'm not, Shia. You sure, girl? I need to hear the story to know what happened. Well, I was fake sleep the other night, and he had Marcus on a speakerphone. Fake sleep? Bitch, why? It didn't start out that way. But I heard him say, yeah, she knocked out right now, so you could talk. Mika began to recall the conversation between Marcus and Jimmy. Did you see them honeys at the bar the other day? And that other chick we sent a drink to. Damn. Yeah, she was bad. But I already told you. I hear you, bro. But don't you ever get bored, Jimmy? Of course I do. Women think they the only ones that want to spice up the relationship. She done picked up weight, walking around here in a bonnet all the time. Give me something to see. Damn. It's like now she got me. She act like she don't gotta do shit. It's like that I got a man now mentality. We high value, bruh. Feel me? I mean, I love Mika. And she ain't gotta want for shit. If I pay to get her hair done, then why you got that shit in the bonnet? Yeah, and honey was looking good. So did you call her yet, Jimmy? Nah, bruh. We texted a few times, and she even sent me some pics. Nothing raunchy, but I ain't called her. Don't think I am, man. Why not? You can hit that real quick, give you a break from the visuals at the crib. I mean, I'm just saying, didn't you just say your girl walking around in a bonnet and shit? Nigga, you wild, bro. I gotta go, man. I'm looking at my boo thing right now. I'm about to wake her up and give me some. Girl, and then Jimmy proceeded to to go down on me and we fucked. Meanwhile, in the back of my head and in the back of my mind, I couldn't help but to wonder what this bitch looked like and if he was planning to fuck her. Mika, no. Bitch, yes. So that's why I say, I think he cheating on me. Okay. So I still need you to calm down. So y'all just fucked and he just left, right? With Marcus. Got in the shower and said they were playing ball today. Yes. I hate that motherfucker. Who, Jimmy or Marcus? Marcus, bitch, for talking him into doing dumb shit. But I got a trick for their asses. And that's where you come in, girl. Where I come in? Bitch, no. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't drag me into this. I'm serious, Shia. I really need to know how far this man will go before I decide to build with him. Mika, y'all been living together for a year now, and he takes care of all of your extras. What do you mean? Have you bumped your little head? And again, what does this have to do with me? Well, girlfriend, it just so happens that next weekend, Jimmy and Marcus are going out to celebrate Marcus's birthday at his family's bar. And you're not going? Hell no. I told you I can't stand his ass. Plus, Marcus wasn't going to invite me anyway. It's like taking sand to the beach for my man. So, how the hell am I going to get into a private party at a bar? Girl, you're fine as fuck and from out of town. Oh, you're definitely getting in. Marcus or Jimmy have never seen you before. Plus, I need you to keep eyes on my man and see what he's up to, what kind of lines he will cross. Now, I know the birthday boy will probably be all over you. So while you're entertaining him, you can see what my man is doing. Are you trying to prostitute me to his friend, bitch? You said that guy was an asshole. Now, hypothetically, what would happen if Marcus was attracted to me? Or worse, what happens if your man is? Mika paused for a moment. That was not something she had considered before. What if Jimmy were attracted to her friend? What lines would be crossed? They didn't know each other, but Shia was her girl, so... Girl, did you hear me? What about Jimmy being attracted to you? Yeah, I mean, the worst I could do is flirt. If he asks for my number, I'll let you know. Then I'm out. Shia, if he asks for your number, give it to him as proof so I can bust his ass. Bitch, no. I'll tell you, and that's it. As your friend, I'm not getting more in the middle of this bullshit than you've already asked me to. Do what you will with the information I give you. I cannot believe we are doing this. Nah, this ain't right. Shia, please. Please. I really like this man. I need to know. And the soul, the sage, and the stage was set. A plan was put in place to see if Jimmy was a man that Mika could build with. They say, however, be careful what plans you put in place, because God has his way of laughing at them. In this case, it might be the devil. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My erotic events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stivette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. A week later, and tonight was the night. Mika had put everything in place for Shia at the bar. All the beautiful women would be invited to VIP, courtesy of Marcus. So when Shia got to the bar, she was guaranteed to get close to Marcus and Jimmy. Mika wanted Shia to have a bird's eye view of things and to make sure her man was everything she believed and hoped him to be. So when Shia showed up at the party looking like a goddess, she was escorted right back to VIP. Damn, they both said as Shia stepped through the door. Shia was a golden brown with light auburn weave that was a soft wave that fell to her waist. She wore a long black strapless dress that accentuated her hips with a slit that led to her love cave. Shia looked like a real life Jessica Rabbit, if that were possible. Marcus ran up and introduced himself as the birthday boy. Shia smiled. Bingo! She would get a front row seat to all the action. Marcus surprised Shia and led her to take a seat next to Jimmy. He grinned wickedly and said, "Pretty lady, do you have a name?" "Well, of course I do, handsome. My name is Rhea." "Damn, that's exotic. Just as you are, gorgeous. Rhea, meet my man Jimmy. Have a seat, beautiful." Shia sat down and looked at Jimmy. She had to admit, he was nice to look at. He smiled, and her body tingled a little. Shia could see what Mika saw in this man. His swag was everything. She had seen a few pictures of him, but they did no justice to the man in person. Shia tried not to take in his aroma and stay focused on the assignment. Jimmy said, "I really have to apologize, beautiful. I'm sure my friend caught you off guard there, and I'm really harmless, so you can relax. I promise, I'll be a gentleman. We have a few bottles coming. Won't you stay and have a drink with us or something like that?" Shia smiled. "I guess it'll be okay." At that moment, the bottle girls entered with the fireworks that sparkled from the bottles of expensive champagne. They all toasted to the birthday boy, and Marcus partied hard and surrounded himself with beautiful women. Jimmy gave Shia great conversation as promised and focused solely on her, being a gentleman, of course. But yet, he still made no mention of Mika. The champagne had Shia a little more loose than usual, and she relaxed in her time with Jimmy. Shia wondered what it would be like to be in the presence of a man like him all of the time. If this man kept my hair and nails done and my bills paid, baby, I'd look like a goddess all of the time. Her thoughts were interrupted by Jimmy asking her to dance. She smiled, and he led her to the dance floor. As soon as they hit the dance floor, Distance by Juicy Fruit hit the airwaves. My distant lover, we ain't gotta fuck with no rubber. Shia moved her hips slowly to the music. Jimmy moved in close to her as the music played. All of you, none of you. All of you, none of you. Their bodies matched energy to the music, and Shia dropped it low. Jimmy's hands explored parts of her body that the champagne was dying for him to touch. I could see me and you in the penthouse right now, fucking while we're kissing. I don't even trust myself right now. How can you trust me from a distance? Yeah, yeah. The music continued to play as they fantasized about what would happen next. Fucking in a penthouse. Such a fantasy. As the song came to an end, Jimmy led Shia back to VIP, and the two of them enjoyed another glass of champagne. As the party was winding down, Jimmy offered to walk Shia back to her car. She excused herself to the bathroom first and gave her friend a call.
Ring, ring.
Hey, girl. I've been dying to hear from you.
Well, you were right, girl. I was able to get a front row seat, honey.
I knew it. You was looking like a goddess. So how did it go?
Girl, trust me. You have nothing to worry about. I mean, there were shenanigans, yes. But it was all Marcus, for sure.
Girl, your man was a gentleman all night. I mean it. Yeah, he did what boys do. But he definitely didn't show any interest in any particular female.
Thank goodness. Girl, because I would have hated to be his ass.
Oh, girl, that's him. He texted me just now saying that Marcus got a room and he'll probably be staying there.
Should I be worried? Girl, as fucked up as Marcus is, he's probably going to be more like a chaperone.
Girl, I wouldn't worry about it. I'm headed to my room. Call me tomorrow. Maybe we'll meet for lunch or something.
Okay, cool.
Shia hung up the phone and met up with Jimmy to get escorted safely to her vehicle. As they got to her car, Shia turned to look at Jimmy. They were close enough to smell the aroma of each other. Jimmy leaned in and their lips met. An electrical charge went through both of their bodies. Their tongues danced playfully as their mouths explored one another. Jimmy's hand brushed up against Shia's nipple, which instantly became erect. They unlocked lips. Jimmy said,
I'm gonna be honest with you. You taste amazing, and I don't want this night to end. But I have a woman.
I know. You know.
Well, I could tell. You've been a gentleman all night. And I know we're both attracted to each other, but single men tend to be more aggressive.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have kissed you, but I was just so curious.
It's crazy, but I actually wanted you to kiss me.
Jimmy leaned in and kissed her again.
And this time it was longer, more passionate. When they came up for air, Shia looked at her keys and swirled them around in her hand. Jimmy said, "My boy has a room at the Hilton downtown. I'm about to get a room for myself. To be honest, I don't want to stay up all night. And I know he got strippers coming." "Strippers? That might be kind of fun. We might as well make a night of it." They stared at each other. Shia agreed to follow Jimmy to the Hilton Hotel and gathered her overnight bag from her car. 15 minutes later, the two of them reached the elevator, and Jimmy used his key for the top floor penthouse. They stared at one another. Shia agreed to follow Jimmy to the Hilton Hotel and gathered her overnight bag from the car. 15 minutes later, the two of them reached the elevator, and Jimmy used his key for the top floor penthouse. "Damn, your boy got the top floor suite?" "Nah, that's me. He got a suite on the floor below. You hungry? I'll order some Waffle House. We can get situated and head to Marcus's room while we wait for the food. They said it should be about 45 minutes. Shia agreed, and when they got to the penthouse suite, she took in the aroma of the beauty of the scenery. Jimmy definitely was a baller, and Mika had hit the jackpot. Shia knew whatever happened tonight could possibly end it all for them, and this was her friend, no less. Her thoughts were interrupted by Jimmy's offer of a drink before they headed to Marcus's room. Jimmy's phone vibrates. He looks at it, shakes his head, closes his eyes, and turns it off. Shia knew exactly who it was. 60 seconds later, Shia's phone rings audibly. Jimmy says, "Do you need to get that? I know I got a situation, but I've never stopped to ask you. And to be honest, what's yours?" "I have no situation. That's my girlfriend. She probably wants to make sure that I made it to my room." "Well, you better let her know, don't you think?" The ringing stops, and Jimmy gives Shia some privacy to handle her business. He leaves her an extra elevator key and tells her to join the party when and if she wanted to. As Jimmy closed the door, she dialed Mika. "Hey, lady, I just got to my room. What's up?" Jimmy turned his phone off, and his location is disabled on his phone. "I keep calling and it goes straight to voicemail. Are you worried that something is wrong?" "No, I'm worried he's about to get some ass, bitch. What the fuck? Why won't he answer?" "Well, blowing his phone up is not going to help, bitch. Didn't you just say his boy got a room?" "Well, you know what it is, girl. You know what it is. A bunch of butt-naked strippers dancing until they pass out. That's it. I told you, Jimmy didn't cross any lines at the club with any woman I saw. Why would he wait to switch up now at the hotel? Either you trust him or you don't, girl. Do you trust your man or not?" "Yeah, you're right. But I can't shake this feeling." "But you're right, girl. Mika, you have nothing to worry about." "You're right. I'm gonna get some rest." "Yeah, do that. We're still on in the morning, right?" The ladies hang up, and Shia ponders the conversation. What does she do? What would any friend do?
assure her that her man was everything she needed him to be. Deep down inside, she was torn. One forbidden kiss had led her to this decision. I should have gotten in my car and drove away, she thought. But that kiss kept her wondering. What else did Jimmy have to offer? I know what you listeners are thinking. With friends like that, who need enemies, right? But the truth is that Mika put Shia in this predicament. Or so, that's what Shia told herself, convinced herself. She could be home right now, but since she wasn't, Shia decided to enjoy the rest of the night and let the chips fall where they may. At the end of the festivities, Shia and Jimmy found themselves back in his hotel suite. The party, liquor, and dancers had caught up with them both, and the sexual energy in the room had intensified. Jimmy took off his shirt to reveal a black fitted tank. Shia took in the view of his appearance. This man definitely had a swag that was out of this world. The fitted tank hugged his muscles, and his golden brown skin glistened up underneath. Shia stepped out of her shoes and walked towards Jimmy. He pulled her in and kissed her passionately. The two allowed their tongues to dance once more. The intense electricity that was present at the bar returned, and Jimmy's hands explored Shia's body through her garment. Jimmy turned Shia around, kissed her back, and kissed her neck as he unzipped her back of her dress. Her dress fell to the ground, and Jimmy caressed her nipples from behind. Shia moaned. Jimmy continued to kiss her neck as he fingered her twins. Shia's kitty began to flicker, and she wondered what his hands felt like down there. Hell, his tongue. Shia rubbed her ass against his manhood, which had swollen in his jeans. He continued to massage her areolas, and her juices began to build. Jimmy's hands traveled from Shia's breasts to her love cave, and she let out an audible sigh. His fingers played in her wetness, in and out of her box, to her clit. With one hand on her nipple and the other on her cave, Jimmy took Shia to a place of ecstasy. Shia turned around and looked at him. He smiled. She unbuckled his jeans and allowed them to fall to the floor. Shia stroked his manhood from inside his boxer. His Johnson stood at attention. Shia continued to stroke as he gave her nipples attention. She moaned and continued to stroke. Jimmy leaned in for a kiss. Their bodies charged with electricity as their tongues danced in each other's mouths. Jimmy pulled down his boxers and allowed his manhood to breathe fresh air. It stood at attention. Shia placed him back in her hands and stroked. The two of them stared at each other. Shia took his penis, rubbed it against her clit. Her boo-boo kitty throbbed. Jimmy fingered her areolas, and his dick throbbed from the strokes and her wetness. They stared at each other and moaned. They both wanted this to happen. For Jimmy, it was a night with a beautiful woman, which he would have to keep a secret of regret. For he had never done this before, but his attraction was so intense. And for Shia, it was more loaded than that, a betrayal of a friend. She didn't even want to play this game, but now, she finds herself a key player. Jimmy took Shia's twins in his mouth. His tongue flickered over her nipples, and she increased the speed of her strokes to his manhood. She rubbed him against her clit as he sucked her wetness and gave way to her silence as Boo Boo Kitty begged for his entry. Jimmy took Shia by the hand and led her to the bed of his suite. Shia pushed Jimmy on the bed and he smiled. He laid back as she mounted him. Jimmy grabbed her by the cheeks and said, "Nah, baby, turn around. You like it cowgirl style." "Cowgirl style? Okay, then. Nah, I want to taste you. And I want you to taste me." Shia smiled and allowed the back of herself to face him. Jimmy grabbed her by the waist and edged her ass close to him until her love box was in his face. Jimmy then began to place soft kisses on her kitty. Shia returned the favor and grabbed a hold of his shaft, stroked for a minute, and then took him in her mouth. Jimmy let out a moan as he licked her insides. Shia got her mouth real wet as she licked up and down his shaft. Jimmy held her lips open as he licked. Shia moaned between sucking and licking, and as he sucked, her clit began to flicker. Shia moved her hips to match the intensity of his licks, and she moaned between oral. She blew and moaned, licked some more. Jimmy licked and sucked her box. He spread her lips wide, and his tongue dug deep into her walls. Shia moaned and stroked until her juices gushed out like a waterfall. They switched positions, and Shia was back on top of him. She lowered herself slowly on his shaft. It felt like pure heaven. Shia moved slowly in tandem with Jimmy. His dick pulsated with every single stroke. Jimmy stroked her back and her hips as he dug deep inside her walls. Shia moaned. Jimmy took her hips and dug deeper. She moaned some more. The electrical surges returned through her body, and Jimmy felt it too. Shia bounced up and down on Jimmy's manhood. He stroked her nipples, and her wetness began to build. Jimmy moved his hips as he dug deeper. Shia matched his energy and took him all in. As his fingers caressed her nipples, he moved faster, and Shia moaned. Jimmy grabbed Shia's hips and increased the tempo as he went deep inside her walls. Shia wanted all of him. It felt so good, and she didn't want it to end. Jimmy's strokes were long and hard as he hit all the right spots, and she yelped. Oh. Jimmy's manhood pulsated inside her as he stroked deeper and deeper and harder and faster. Jimmy increased the tempo and went deeper some more. Shia yelped some more. Oh, fuck me harder. Jimmy increased the tempo. He stroked deeper and deeper, harder and faster. Harder and harder and faster until Jimmy released all of his energy. Shia collapsed on Jimmy's chest. They both breathed heavy. Shia rode off Jimmy and laid her head on his chest. The room was quiet. Nothing left in the air but their thoughts. Jimmy, the magnitude of how this one night could affect his relationship, and Shia, the reality of the betrayal of a friend. What will tomorrow bring? One will never know.
The two of them fell asleep deeply in the comfort of one another's arms. The following morning, Shia and Jimmy got in a couple of more rounds. Early morning wood, and then in the shower. They had a light breakfast and exchanged the pleasantries of goodbye. I got you locked in, baby. I enjoyed myself. As did I. If you're ever in my city, hit me up, and I'll definitely show you a good time. I promise. Oh, if I'm ever in your city, oh, I'ma make my way there. Jimmy leans in for a kiss and walks her to the door of the suite. Shia gets in her car, and the phone rings. It's Mika. Girl, did your phone go dead? Did you forget? We were supposed to have brunch today. Where are you at? Girl, I'm already on the road. I decided to head out as soon as I got up. Yeah, my phone must have went dead last night. My bad, girl. It's all good. So, have you talked to Jimmy? No, not yet. His phone must be still off because he's been going to voicemail since last night. But I got a trick for his ass. I got his location last night before he turned his phone off. I know exactly where he was last night. Girl, if you don't learn to trust him, you're definitely going to lose him. He ain't going nowhere, girl. He know where this good pussy is. Feel me? I feel you, sis. Well, speak of the devil, he just texted me. He said he'll be home later and he has a surprise for me. How cute. There was silence on the other end. Shia had an amazing night with Jimmy. But the truth between the lie was and the matter of fact was that he was Mika's man. You there, girl? Girl, yeah, that was so sweet. You obviously didn't hear the other part of my message, boo. My man gotta go out of town for a week to handle some business. Some business. You did say he was a baller, right? Is this uncommon for him to go out of town to handle business? No, not really. But my spidey senses is on 10 again. Shia's phone dings. It's Jimmy asking her if she's down to take a ride with him for a few days. She smiles and says, girl, I wouldn't worry about that man of yours. Like I told you last night, he was on his best behavior. Shia grins wickedly. Shia thinks about the events of the night before and smiles wickedly again. Yeah, you're right, girl. The girls say goodbye and Mika sits alone in her thoughts. Is Jimmy cheating on her? What happened last night? And why did her girl conveniently forget about brunch? So many questions. And so many things that didn't add up. Lies? Or the truth? She couldn't shake this feeling. Mika sat back and took a shot of tequila, knowing in the end that she would really never know. Thank you.
Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stivette. And as usual, after every episode, I always want to say a huge thank you to my listeners all across the globe, baby. We are growing by leaps and bounds. Growing by leaps and bounds. I can remember when I first got this podcast started, it was just the United States, Australia, and India. And baby, listen now, we are 21 countries strong listening. So I want to thank you all for tuning in, and I'm hoping that you are loving these naughty tales and these Sex and the Single Girl Chronicles, because baby, they are both giving you so much life. I hope you enjoy them. So again, tell your boyfriends, tell your girlfriends, tell all your friends about Naughty Tales and have them tune in, because they're going to love these sweet, sexy stories. Baby, don't keep it all to yourself. Share the wealth. Okay? And okay. But I want to thank all of my listeners again for tuning in. Again, your support means everything to me. And without you, I would not have it. So I want to thank all my listeners in the United States, in India, in Australia, in Canada, the United Kingdom, China, New Zealand, South Africa, Germany, Taiwan, Indonesia, the Philippines, Israel, South Korea, Norway, Portugal, Ireland, the Netherlands, Pakistan, Russia, and Belgium. To Russia with love, baby. You just started listening this week. And Belgium, you just started listening this week, too. Last week, we had South Korea and Israel join. So I'm just telling you, like I said before, your support and your listenership does not go unnoticed. And it means the world to me. Thank you for tuning in. And from your girl, Jaylana Stivette, let me tuck you in at night with a sweet, sexy story. And from Boo Boo Kitty from Sex and a Single Girl, meow, meow, meow. Ooh.